In this session of the Silva Method, you'll acquire two practical, powerful mental tools that can have unlimited applications in every area of your life. These tools are called the mental screen and the three fingers technique. There will be two conditioning exercises on this side in which you'll program these methods. To begin, here's Dr. Bob Stone to explain the mental screen and how to make it work for you.
Some time ago, I heard about an experiment that was done in a high school, not in a chemistry lab, but in a boys' physical education class. It was an experiment in learning to shoot basketball foul shots. At the start, the whole class was tested for accuracy in foul shooting and then was divided into two groups of equal ability. Now, for the next 2 weeks, one group practiced every day shooting foul shots in the gymnasium. The second group practiced too, but in an entirely different way. The second group never touched a basketball and never even entered the gym. The second group practiced at home in their living rooms, or on the bus, or pretty much anywhere they happened to be. What the second group did was they pictured. They visualized themselves making perfect foul shots. In their minds, over and over again, they saw the ball floating toward the hoop in a beautiful arc. They heard the swish of the net. What they didn't ever do was to picture the ball teetering on the rim of the basket and then falling off to the side for a miss. They never missed. They swished it every time. So that was the procedure for the experiment. And at the end of the 2 week period, both groups were tested again in the gymnasium. It turned out that with a couple of weeks of practice, the first group had improved their score by a significant percentage, which was to be expected. But the second group had also improved by virtually the same percentage, and the second group had never even touched a basketball. The point is, mental imagery had proven to be as effective as physical activity in improving this skill. Because in order to program yourself to be able to shoot basketballs, in order to get that skill imprinted upon your mind, you've got to practice. But the mind doesn't know or care whether you're really practicing or imagining practice. The benefit will be the same, because to the mind, imagined activity and actual physical activity are the same. You might like to try a variation of the same experiment. Get a wastebasket, and a small ball or a wadded-up piece of paper will do just as well. If you're doing this at the office and the boss catches you, tell him you're learning to increase your productivity, and it'll be the truth, too. Get far enough away from the basket so that when you toss the ball, you'll miss sometimes, and sometimes you'll get the ball in. Throw a few to make sure you're far enough away. Now, remember one of the times you missed. Picture it in your mind. Remember exactly what happened to the ball, as clearly as you can, so that you actually see it miss the basket and fall on the floor. Hold this memory in your mind as you throw six more balls, and keep track of how many you make and how many you miss. Then change your memory picture to one of the best shots you've made, to the most recent toss that was a perfect hit. Focus on that image as you throw six more balls. When this is done, most people find their score improves, and your score would almost certainly improve if you continued the experiment over more than a few tries. The Silva Method is not concerned with tossing balls into baskets. But by using the same principle, you'll learn to use mental images in controlled ways to realize positive, creative solutions to problems you're facing and to invent unlimited new opportunities for yourself. One of the best tools to help you accomplish that is called the mental screen. You've already learned a great deal about controlling your relaxation. What you're going to do now is gain control of your visualization and imagination. You'll notice we use two words for mental picturing, visualization and imagination, because you can visualize something you've seen before, something you can remember. But if you've never seen it, you have to imagine it. You're going to learn to project your visualization and imagination onto your mental screen, which is an internal image of a screen located about 20 degrees above your horizontal plane of sight. For a further explanation of this, refer to the progress guide. The 20 degrees means you must look upward to see whatever is to be projected on your screen. This screen will be located there, programmed into your mental computer as part of the exercise we'll be doing in a few minutes. You see, visualization and imagination are actually energy-gathering processes for altering the material world. When something like an object, or a physical condition, or a sequence of actions like shooting a basketball, when something is in its material form, you cannot change it with mental energy. Instead, you've got to project it back into the spiritual dimension, where it can indeed be influenced by mental energy. Once the alterations, the improvements, have been made at this fundamental dimension, then the way is open for change to take place in the physical world. Sometimes people ask, why do you say the spiritual dimension is the fundamental one? After all, if you look around, you see the entire world motivated by the physical dimension in everything from the pursuit of material gain to the relief of suffering. The answer is, when I say the spiritual dimension is fundamental, I mean that it is the foundation upon which all else is built. It is the source from which everything else is derived. The spiritual dimension is the creative source. The spiritual dimension created this physical universe. By tapping it at the alpha level, we harness creative energy. We create what we mentally picture. Because, as we've discussed, everything that you see around you had its original existence in the form of thought. Everything existed in the form of thought or spirit before it became a physical reality. So when you desire to change something through imagination, or when you desire to create something new through imagination, you do so in the spiritual dimension. And the mental screen is a tool for focusing your thoughts, for making the whole process easier and more efficient. Remember, when you have already seen something, you visualize it. When you have not previously seen it, you imagine it. And when you change something that you have visualized, then you imagine the change. One of the most beneficial functions of the mental screen has to do with goal setting and goal achievement. By visualizing your goal, it is possible to program your mind to turn your vision into reality. You can direct your thoughts to achieve what you desire. When doing so, however, it's important to visualize the goal in its correct form, that is, in its final form. Suppose you want to get a job in a different department of your company, not because the pay is higher, but simply because you would enjoy working in the new department. You shouldn't visualize yourself seeing an announcement of the new job on your company's bulletin board. You shouldn't visualize yourself interviewing, and you shouldn't even visualize being offered the new job, because these are all interim steps. You want the new job because you would enjoy the work. Enjoying the work was your goal, so you should simply visualize yourself doing the work and enjoying it. If you wanted a different job because the pay was higher, what should you visualize? Getting your new paycheck and putting it in the bank. But more than likely, the money would not be an end in itself. It would be a means to buying the things you want. So you should imagine yourself buying those things. The important point to remember is imagine your goal in its final, fully realized form, and your mental computer will automatically program the intermediate stages. There's one more question that's often asked about the mental screen and about its power to influence the spiritual dimension. The question is, can these forces be used to harm things? Can they be used to make things worse instead of better? And the answer, in a word, is no. Mental energy is an attractive, or rather an attracting, energy. It cannot push, but can only attract back. We can only attract things in the physical dimension back to the perfect blueprint of the spiritual dimension, where all of what we call reality had its original existence, and the mental screen is a very useful silver method tool for accomplishing this. As a benefit of the long relaxation exercise you did on side 3, you'll be able to reach your alpha level much more easily and quickly in the exercise Laura will take you through now. In this session and in future sessions, we will use the 3-to-1 method. In the last session, we programmed a connection between the number 3 and physical relaxation, number 2 and mental relaxation, and the number 1 and the basic plane level that you're learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. As you take 3 deep breaths, you will visualize 3 times on the first breath, 2 times on the second breath, and 1 times on the third breath. You'll then be at the basic plane level.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I am going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. Take a few moments now to recall some peaceful scene that you have witnessed. Relax. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax and go deeper. We will now impress new information for your benefit. Programming the mental screen. To locate your mental screen, begin with your eyes closed, turned slightly upward from the horizontal plane of sight, at an angle of approximately 20 degrees. The area that you perceive with your mind is your mental screen. Without using your eyelids as screens, sense your mental screen to be out, away from your body. To improve the use of your mental screen, project images or mental pictures onto the screen, especially images having color. Concentrate on mentally sensing and detecting true color. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to harm any human being. If this be your intention, you will not be able to function within these levels of the mind. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. You will continue to strive to take part in constructive and creative activities to make this a better world to live in, so that when we move on, we shall have left behind a better world for those who follow. You are a superior being. You have greater understanding, compassion, and patience with others. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache, no ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears, no ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3. At the count of 5, you will open your eyes, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. Feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4. 5. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
The next mental tool you're going to acquire, in addition to the mental screen, is an extremely useful way for you to access your alpha level without having to count down as we do in our exercises. There are many times when it'll benefit you to access alpha quickly while you're taking a test, in a meeting or an interview, or if you feel yourself becoming angry or upset. There's a way for you to do that, and it's called the three fingers technique. It consists of putting together the thumb and first two fingers of either hand. It's a way for you to instantly trigger alpha, and once you have programmed a desired response at your alpha level, you can activate that response through this method. Variations of this technique have been used for centuries in a whole range of meditative disciplines. If you look at ancient Buddhist or Hindu art, you'll see sacred figures depicted as holding the tips of the fingers together. This focuses the energy of the body. It's like completing a circuit with your hand, and it can have very beneficial uses. This is what the Silva method refers to as the three fingers technique. And once you have programmed it, you can use it to access alpha at any time. Now that you've located the alpha dimension in the exercises we've already done, you'll be able to lock into that alpha dimension immediately by employing this technique. And you'll be able to use your mind with much greater power. Suppose you want to read a section of a book, and you want to be able to recall what you've read instantly and accurately. First, count down to your alpha level using the 3-to-1 method as we've been doing. Tell yourself mentally that you're going now to count up from 1 to 3, and then at the count of 3, you will open your eyes and read the book. Mention the author's name, the title, and the subject matter. You should also add, "Noises will not distract me, but will help me concentrate. I will have superior concentration and understanding." Then open your eyes and read the book. Your mind will have adjusted to a deeper level of awareness and stronger programming. When you've finished reading, again, count down to your level. Tell yourself mentally, "I can recall what I have just read quickly and accurately at any time in the future using the three fingers technique." Once again, mention the author's name, the title, and the subject matter. When you want to recall what you've read, bring together your thumb and the first two fingers and tell yourself, "This is all I need to do to recall the book." You can use the same procedure for recalling lecture material or for test taking. You can use it any time you need to be at an enhanced level of mental power. If you are a manager and you're engaged in an important conversation with an employee, you can use the three fingers technique to activate your right hemisphere and use the intuitive power of your mind to move the conversation in the direction you want. This can be effective in any interpersonal encounter. It can immediately relieve stress and produce harmony. If you feel that you're becoming depressed or chronically angry, for whatever reason, you can program yourself with the idea that whenever destructive thoughts appear, you'll use the three fingers technique and the negative impulses will vanish. The procedure is very similar to the others you've learned. Go to your level with the 3-to-1 method and mentally tell yourself, "I don't need to feel this anger. I don't want to have this anger. And from now on, whenever I feel this hostility in myself, I'll put these three fingers together and my anger will be replaced by a sense of calm and well-being." In the future, whenever you find yourself becoming destructive in your thinking, use the technique and your state of mind will automatically change for the better. Let's look at another application. Public speaking is universally acknowledged to be an anxiety-producing situation for the vast majority of people. In fact, most people consider public speaking to be the number one anxiety-producing environment. But there's a very simple way to diffuse this anxiety. If you know you are going to be speaking to a group of people, count down to your level and pre-program that when you put the tips of your fingers together, you'll be calm and in control. You'll immediately know exactly what to say, you'll know exactly how to say it, and in all respects, you'll be at your best. Just tell yourself, "This is all I need to do to make this an overwhelmingly successful experience for me and for everyone who is going to hear me." Remember, you may have become convinced that solving these problems or facing these anxieties has got to be difficult, complicated, and needs a lot of time. That is not true. With the Silva Method, you can take control of your life using these simple strategies. Even though they're simple, they are the result of years of investigation by Jose Silva, and they are very powerful. Millions of people have used them successfully throughout the world, and you can too. In the conditioning exercise we'll do now, we'll program the three fingers technique into your mental computer. Here's Laura Silva once again to guide you through the exercise.
We will start this exercise with the 3-to-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. You are now at level 1. The basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire, to help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. I am going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper, and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. Take a few moments now to visualize some peaceful scene that you have witnessed. Relax. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax and go deeper. We will now impress new information for your benefit, programming a formula type technique, the three fingers technique. Bring together the tips of the thumb and the first two fingers of either hand. When you do this, your mind adjusts to a deeper level of awareness. A deeper level of awareness means stronger programming. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to harm any human being. If this be your intention, you will not be able to function at these levels of the mind. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and to cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache, no ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears, no ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
This concludes Side 4. On Side 5, you'll learn more practical applications for the mental tools you've just acquired.